Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to an all-new episode of Podzilla After Dark. I take that back. If you're a child under a certain age, if you're a child under a certain age, please do not listen to the show, as Tanner will be using foul language. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, the one and only, the good man, the good brother, Jesse Kimble.
That's me.
Hey. Also with us tonight, we got Lindsay Wolfgang. And she's unheard because she's in the hot box. Do it again.
Hello.
There it is. Well, what you think Lindsay doing in the hot box? All right. Also with us tonight, Shelby.
Hello.
No, we heard you. We got you.
Like your arm on my screen anyway, it worked.
Currently heard but not seen, and also not heard. The man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Tanner Calvert.
And Double H is here with us tonight. Sort of.
I will also be using foul language. Butts.
Never before have I heard.
You were going to go for the obvious and say duck.
Gratuitous use of the word "but."
Language.
But.
Somebody turn Lindsay's camera off, please.
But I discovered salted caramel Twix.
And there we go. Oh. I disconnected her.
I thought for sure you.
No.
I bet she doesn't even know. I bet she's not paying attention. She thinks she's still talking to us right now. I can almost guarantee it. And
wait for
there
it.
She is.
There it is.
Oh, she looks so sad.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to be able to turn it back on. That's why I sat there for so long.
But oh, no, I can't.
Just drag you back in.
All right, so tonight we got a couple things to talk about. Let's jump right into it. Let's get started. Let's bring up the motherfucker of the week. So before we can talk about the motherfucker of the week, and I'm not going to get into this because it's a very serious topic, and I think you guys should read about it yourself. But last week, we talked about Nicki Minaj, or maybe it was the week before. We talked about Nicki Minaj and the whole her cousin's friend got enlarged testicles and
couldn't have a baby and then divorced. And
they broke off the wedding or whatever.
Right, all that stuff that did not happen.
Right, yes. And they said that it was a smokescreen to get you... To distract you, to make you look away from the fact that her boyfriend or husband, I don't know what it is, who was convicted of rape in the mid-90s, is trying to get like that thrown out. And the way he's trying to get it thrown out is by harassing and trying to bribe the victim. We just saw something about this before we came on the show. So I don't want to talk too much about it because this is a very serious topic and I don't want to like joke about it or anything. But I think if you are a Nicki Minaj fan or if you have any interest in this, look it up, because Nicki Minaj is a very terrible person for the things that I was reading. If true. Now, again, this is allegedly. It's important that in stories like this, we say allegedly. But if it's true what she has supposedly done to this poor woman, then that's some serious shit right there. And well, go read it for yourself. That's all I'll say. Go read it for yourself. Make your own decision. All right. With that said, let's go to the actual motherfucker of the week. And I don't remember who suggested this or who posted it in the chat, but your motherfucker of the week is John Nolte. Not to be confused with Nick Nolte, who is just a motherfucker. Do you guys know this John Nolte story?
That's the it was a plan.
Yeah.
To kill all the conservatives.
Yes. John Nolte is a Breitbart columnist, editor. I don't know. He works for Breitbart. If you don't recall, Breitbart was the very pro-Trump publication that used to be headed up by
alt-right.
Steve Bannon used to head it up, and he left it to be Trump's shoe polisher or whatever it was. Breitbart has kind of stepped it back a little bit since Trump got in all that trouble, but they're still very pro-Trump and very alt-right, like Jesse said. Well, John Nolte, he has a very interesting take on this, as Jesse alluded to earlier, and I'm reading on Yahoo Entertainment here some of the quotes. He's urging the right-leaning audience to get vaccinated. He wants you to get vaccinated, and that's good. He said the Trump vaccine is a miracle and a lifesaver, he said in one of his pro-vaccine pieces. He then called vaccine mandates fascist and called the Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was leading the fight against COVID, a lying, narcissistic asshole. This is the man who just praised Donald Trump, by the way, but reiterated that vaccines are miracles and lifesavers immediately after. And in one...
Well, because Trump came up with the vaccine. He did it.
He did. He created it. It's the Trump vaccine.
Donald Trump created the vaccine.
It's the Trump's vaccine for the China virus, as we all know. In one piece, Nolte accused Joe Biden and the Democrats of wanting right-wingers to die. He said, the left's morality is guided only by that which furthers their fascist agenda. And so using reverse psychology to trick Trump supporters not to get a life-saving vaccine is, to them, a moral good. The more of us who die, the better. He then went on to explain, while the very public push for vaccination has sowed such resistance among many on the right, though he also claims without evidence that this is a deliberate act. He says, the organized left is deliberately putting unvaccinated Trump supporters in an impossible position where they can either not get a life-saving vaccine or can feel like cucks caving to the ugliest, smuggest bullies in the world.
Wow. Oh,
damn.
Hunter noped out. He couldn't handle it.
I couldn't take it. I got to do another thing. I'm listening, but I still can't take it.
Yeah, no, it's bonkers. Like, if he actually believes this, and, you know, honestly, I'm completely fine with him publishing it, because maybe it will get some more of these yahoos to go and get vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean,
I doubt it, but maybe. But, like, this whole argument falls apart when you realize that, like, Trump was the first, like, the Republican Party were the first ones to politicize COVID.
Yes.
And then the vaccine. Like, they're the ones that politicized it. It didn't happen on the left.
What I don't understand is Donald Trump, to his credit, and I don't like to credit it, but I try to be fair. To his credit, Donald Trump did speed along the process for developing the COVID vaccine. That is a true story. So what is shocking to me is how much the right has refused to get it, considering that Donald Trump is the one that basically set the stage for him.
Also did get the vaccine.
Who did get the vaccine?
Not that I want to give a whole lot of credit, but did get it. Did very publicly get it.
Well, so
a lot of like the big heads of the Republican Party have, but you still have like everybody that's like, oh, well, they cave to the left wing liberal media or some nonsense, and like they're just throwing all that stuff out there. It's like, man,
what do?
They all got vaccinated. Just get vaccinated.
Tanner, what were you going
to
say?
Or you get onto the really crazy conspiracies. Oh, it's fake. What they got was, it ain't the real thing. You know, they just had to do that so people would leave them alone so they could keep working on against the shadow government.
What?
Come on, man. I can't even say it.
I prefer this theory. I prefer this conspiracy theory to others, because at least this one's funny, and we'll get to it in a second. Tanner, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I really am not convinced that this is a complete political issue, because I know plenty of people who are Democrat and are very much left-leaning who refuse to get the vaccine, especially in the area where I live. It's not about a political party. It's about stupidity. What? People think they're scientists because they read something on Facebook or fucking Google, and here we are.
It's not just political. I want to say it's not just political. It's political. It's also religious. It's also, like, there are so many different variables and reasons that people don't want to get it. The African-American community doesn't trust it because of how the government has dealt them bad hands in the past. I understand that. Religious people say it goes against their
literally
freedom.
The government has literally experimented on black people with vaccines.
Right. So,
like that's a thing that happened.
There is a reason that people don't trust it, but the theory that left-wingers are purposely pushing it just so right-wingers won't get it, so they will die, is ridiculous. I thought about this today, and, like, I wear my mask everywhere I go. If I'm not at home, I still wear my mask. I'm fully vaccinated. I still wear my mask everywhere. I don't see many people wearing their masks anymore, and I thought about it. Like, the mask does not protect me from them. The mask protects them from me. And I almost, at this point, want to throw my mask out and say, fuck it. If you get sick from me, then good. Like, at this point, I feel vindictive, and I don't want to feel that way because it's a terrible way to feel. And the people that are talking about this, the ones that are the people that are really pushing this shit, like your Tucker Carlson's, your Laura Ingraham's, your Sean Hannity's, the people over on Fox, it's always Fox that are pushing it. What they don't tell you, and I was going to say this on if I ever got to do that damn Saturday show, but I'm never going to get to, so I might as well say it here. What they don't tell you is that Fox News has a vaccine mandate. And all of the people that are telling you not to get vaccinated and telling you the conspiracy theories are already vaccinated. They are selling it to you so you will die, but they're selling it to you for ratings. And yet you blame the left, you blame the liberals for trying to trick you. When Fox News and the people you look up to are the ones tricking you, they're the ones exploiting your stupidity for ratings. And you're dying. I was about to say,
if they said that they were vaccinated and that everybody should get the vaccine, then they're afraid their ratings would plummet.
Right.
And in fairness, that might actually be true because some people are really fucking stupid.
It would absolutely be true. It's the reason that Fox lost. They were starting to lose ground real hard against Newsmax during the elections because Fox took a somewhat semi-serious take on the election. Fox said Joe Biden won. Newsmax was still pushing conspiracy theories. Newsmax started to do better while Fox started to tank. And even President Trump said he didn't trust Fox anymore. He goes to Newsmax because they push his bullshit more. And now that the election is over and it's no longer about Trump per se, it's about COVID and all that shit, now Fox is slowly building themselves back up based on these lies. And people are dying because of it.
Did you hear about the new Gen Z conservative news channel?
You know, surprisingly, that went under my radar. What do you got?
All right. Let me see if I can find this, like the set of shows, because it's pretty hilarious.
While you're looking that up, I want to say really quick also to add to my stuff about earlier with Fox and their vaccinations. I watched another story yesterday about a dad who refused to get the vaccine, who didn't believe it. It was political bullshit until he was in the hospital on a ventilator. And then he said, I wish I had gotten the vaccine, and he died, just like so many other ones have died. Everyone that gets sick, most of the people that get sick, because there's still some real idiots out there, when they get sick and they get put on ventilators, they change their mind and they say, God, I wish I got the vaccine. I'm sorry that I listened to this. And a lot of them died. And like America and people in general, we have this thing of like, I believe it when I see it. The reason that most people don't take this as seriously as they should is because it hasn't happened to them. It hasn't happened to someone they love. Their loved ones or them themselves have not been on a ventilator. But then when it does happen to you, it's too late. And so many of these people, just like you, are talking about their regret once it's too late. And you see it. Seeing is believing. I believe it when I see it. You can see it all the time. These people are dying by the hundreds of thousands. What does it take to get you to take other people's lives seriously? When they asked you to stay indoors because it was too dangerous to go out and people are getting affected, you said that you didn't want to do it because it was against your freedom. When they said, okay, well, just wear a mask, you didn't want to do it because it went against your freedom. When they said, okay, fuck the mask, just get the vaccination, we can go back to normal, you didn't want to do it because it went against your freedom. What do you want? Do you want it to just magically go away, that God will take care of it and you have to do nothing but continue to live your life? God doesn't take care of these things on his own. I don't know if you've noticed, but like God himself does not take care of these things without some kind of human intervention. Tanner, cut me off before I keep ranting, please.
Oh, no, I'm adding to it because even the Bible states prayer without action falls on deaf ears. And I throw that in Christian face because they say, well, I'm not going to get the vaccine. The Lord's going to protect me. And I call them out in their bullshit so quick.
Lord's taking a whole bunch of people.
So one of my past high school teachers shared an article of a pastor who was asked by his fellow followers or whatnot, like, okay, so what can I do for religious exception? And it's like, okay, well, you're exempted from harming people weaker than you. And it basically was a whole list of stuff that goes into, yes, get vaccinated and care about your fellow man.
Yeah.
Two things quickly. Number one, protagonist syndrome is a real bitch. I don't know how much we've talked about it here before, but Shannon, that's the answer to your whole question there. It's not that they want anything done or that they have to do anything done. These people are narcissistic. they believe, whether they admit it or not, that they are the only person who matters. They are the kind of people who will look you in the eye and say, the most important thing in the world to me is family. And what they mean is the most important thing in the world to me is me and then all these supporting characters that are around here as my story runs. It's protagonist syndrome. That's all it is. They are the main character. Nothing bad will ever happen to them.
Right.
So, of course, they'll do any of those things. I don't want to get vaccinated. Then I got to feel bad for a day. I don't want to wear a mask because it's uncomfortable. They'll never tell you. Well, I don't want to say never. Most of them, the remotely rational ones will never tell you this stuff because in their head, that's not the important thing. I don't want to do it because it's my freedom. I'm the protagonist. I'm in charge. I'm the main character.
He's the good guy.
And it's when they get it. Well, see, and that's the thing. There's a difference between protagonist and good guy, but these people don't know that. They very much believe protagonist, good guy, same thing. Protagonist is just main character. It doesn't necessarily mean good. But then when they get that's why it's satisfying is not the right word. But when they get it and this whole thing kicks in, oh, my God, you know, this is really happening to me and I really could die. And then they do. I there is a morbid part of me that wonders what goes through somebody's mind right before that's all said and done. Do you come to terms with the fact that, oh, I'm not the main character. Mm-hmm. Nobody is. None of these people, nor anyone else around me, is the main character. We are all.
Yeah. We're all, like everybody's the side character in everybody else's story.
Yep.
And there's actually, like, I know we've talked about it before, and like Kaz even sent it made the Apple News article about Herman Cain Awards.
Hmm.
There is several of those stories that you can actually see, and like it is like at this point, like it's more sad to me than anything going to that. And I think I mentioned that last week too. Like, especially whenever I started, like recently, I've started seeing stuff about like children who couldn't get vaccinated or dying from it.
Yeah.
But you will occasionally see a post of someone like have that, like they'll make that last social media post where they're like, so yeah, I was wrong. Everybody needs to get this. Like, it's the biggest regret of my life. If I make it through this,
and it's
I'm
too
making
late.
Sure all of my family. Yeah. And they die. And then they end up like, you know, you'll see like significant others, like, you know, this horrible virus, like, just please, everybody that can get vaccinated. Like, this is real. This is bad.
But they still don't. But they still don't. It's
a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
And just, I'm sorry, real quick.
Yeah, you said two.
So the other thing is, you guys got to talking about, you know, religious exemptions and stuff. Apparently, that's very popular now. I can't get vaccinated because I have a religious exemption. I have a religious obligation to oppose this. And their argument, I just saw this before we got on. This is really funny.
I know where you're going. The
argument is that fetal cells are used in the development of the vaccine. So that goes against my religion. So you can't make me take the vaccine. So there is, and I can't remember where, Lindsay might have heard the same story I have, but there is a hospital or a health board or something in some area in the U.S. I want to say it was in North Carolina. That sounds right, but I could be wrong. That recently updated their sort of like terms and said, okay, all right, religious exemption, you are right. If you would like to be religiously exempt from doing this because it goes against your religion because there are fetal cells used in the development, that's fine. However, because of that, we will need you to sign a sworn statement saying that you also do not take all of these other medications that utilize fetal cells. Let me give you just off the top of my head the ones that I remember. Acetaminophen, Pepto-Bismol, every form of Tylenol, Advil, all of them, Sudafed. It's pretty much every cold medication, every pain medication you've ever taken in your life that you are absolutely taking on a regular basis.
NyQuil and DayQuil also have acetaminophen in it.
Yes, like, yes. Anything with acetaminophen in it.
Yeah.
So they're dead serious. So if you will sign a sworn affidavit, you know, and an assertion that says that you have not and will not take these things, then you can be religiously exempt from it. Otherwise, can't help you. Sorry about it. It's just petty. I mean, kind of petty,
good.
But it's
like
it is the best kind of petty.
Well, it's like we need petty at this point. You know, you always try to take the higher ground. You try to take the higher ground, and you try to look out for everybody. I mean, that as human beings, looking out for each other is kind of like what we're supposed to do. But at what point, like when other people clearly don't care about you, do you stop martyring for them? Like, at what point do you stop hurting yourself to help people that don't want to help themselves? And, like, we are dangerously close to that, if not already past it. Jesse, did you find that?
Yes, it did. And I want to go full disclosure here. This might be fake, but this is a new streaming service called Today is America.
Yeah, it is. Tanner, it's a great day for America.
So, Today is America. It's a Gen Z streaming service. And here are the shows that they announced so far. Again, full disclosure, might be fake. Whenever you see it, you're like, please be fake. So the first one is Firefight, hosted by Gunnar Thordarson, who is, I looked it up, a real person.
That's a real person, yeah.
I'm sending pictures of the posters to the chat here, so you can
see
it.
Oh my, isn't that home, what is the guy's name? Homestar? Homerunner? Homelander?
Homelander.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Homestar.
So this one, like, this is probably gonna, like, if this is real, like, there's probably gonna be a lawsuit for this next one. But it's my favorite because of the tagline. So the show is called Cup of Joe. The tagline is politically right, not correct.
Ooh.
Which, like, I know what they were going for. But somebody did not think about that. Like, we're politically right. We're not correct.
I'm looking at some of the pictures, like the taglines of the shows and stuff. This, it's got to be a joke.
It's gotta be
satire.
This feels like
Stephen Colbert, but less well executed. Let me hit you with a picture for one of their other flagship shows, American Mavericks, hosted by Lance Johnston and Dom Fernando.
Dom Fernando! Holy shit!
Dom Fernando, who looks like Kenny Omega forgot to work out for about 6 months.
No, you know who they look like? They look like they absolutely have put their dicks in boxes.
In a box, yes. That's where my brain went.
That's also true.
I was going to say they look like assholes.
Oh, that too. All right, so the next one you've got, What's Your Point with Kaylee Campbell.
Yeah, this has got to be fake. I've never heard of any of these people. There's always at least one right winger that jumps on something like this. I can't.
Morgan's Minute?
Oh my god.
To know in a minute or less.
Morgan sounds like a villain in Diablo 2.
Also, why does that picture look like the cover of a terrible porn?
Right?
Basic Facts Matter with Xavier
Durasso.
Durasso? All right.
Durasso, I'm going to guess.
And then we have...
Please stop.
Lane Wright with Blake Cresses.
Blake Cresses?
That's another bad porno, right?
Blake Cresses.
Oh, Cresses. Basic Facts Matter.
Which is the show hosted by Jack Meoff? Like, where's he at in all this?
Here's would you like to briefly tell us about some of their Asian correspondents?
Are you?
Because I know where this is going.
Would you believe there are none?
Are you sure there's not Bang Ding Hao?
I got the black guy.
And
Holy Fook.
I knew it was coming.
So here's something that's not fake, for the record, before we jump into the next topic. Kaylee McEnany. She was the press secretary, the final one, I think, for Trump. Did you guys see, she tweeted out a picture, it was a graph of the change in the U.S. murder rate, and in 2020, it skyrocketed, and she posted the U.S. murder rate under Joe Biden. At which some point, someone actually reminded her in 2020, Donald Trump was still president. So she quickly deleted the tweet, but not before people saved it. And now it's out there.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck! Oh my god. It's almost like satire at this point. I believe Basic Facts Matter with Xavier Durasso is more believable than Kelly McEnany accidentally tweeting out a graph condemning her former boss as she tries to make fun of the libs. Jesus Christ. All right.
You gotta own them.
Let's, gotta own the libs any way you can.
This let's, is the prime example. No, what's, nobody ever fact checks anything.
Well, no, my favorite part.
Oh, that's the truth. Because someone else said it. It's true.
Someone probably shared it. Like, shared that factoid, and she fell for it.
Yeah.
Like, they did it knowing full well what it would do, and she saw it and fell for it.
She saw it as a perfect
chance. The average American eats, like, 8 spiders a year in their sleep. It's got to be true. I read it on the internet, I don't even know who Spiders George is.
I thought it was just one guy.
It's just one guy. Spiders George.
In a new film, this is true, coming out soon with Nick Cage. It's a double feature with Adam Sandler's new film.
Fart Vacation. Yeah. Shannon, have you thought about, by the way, calling Spiders George and just seeing if he'll just come eat them? Problem solved.
Recluses are tough, man. They hide. He's got to be real good with it.
Yeah. Well, downside, though, rent like in exchange for eating them, Spiders George will have to live in Shannon's closet. Like, yes, he doesn't want the whole bedroom. But he's going to live in that closet.
So let's move on, please, to happier topics. Jesse, this one I'm directing at you specifically. So today, Diablo 2 came out, and I asked Tabitha, friend of the show, if her husband Will had bought it, because he's obsessed with Diablo, and she said yes, and I was hoping that she would say that he said it was terrible, that it was like Warcraft 3 Reforged, that it was just a mistake. No, he really loves it. He says it's great. So then I started looking up reviews, and apparently it's really good. And so now the question is, Jesse, are you going to buy Diablo 2 despite the thing going on with Blizzard?
I desperately want to. Like, it's taking everything in me not to. It's only $40, and I could have my nostalgia. So many people I know that are getting it. My little brother is getting it. And then, that Alex guy that I play World of Warcraft, or I used to play World of Warcraft with, he got it. So many people on my friends list got it.
Imagine how much fun you could have.
Friend of the show, David Dillo.
For $40. Is in there.
I know.
Hours of entertainment. Hours.
And for those of you that don't know this about me, I put, well over 1,000 hours into Diablo 2 back in the day.
He's a little obsessed.
I put so much time into that game, when I was in early high school, late middle school, early high school, especially, the first summer we moved to Cape Girardeau. Me and my little brother didn't know anybody. We moved here at the beginning of the summer. We had nothing else to do. We woke up, we played Diablo 2, then we went to sleep for an entire summer.
Now, here's the problem. Here's our dilemma, in that pretty much all of us, for the most part, have boycotted Blizzard after the horrible allegations came out with the lawsuit in California, and we've stuck to it. Lindsay and I stopped playing World of Warcraft. That was big for us because we are huge World of Warcraft fans. We stopped playing Call of Duty, all of us, except for Lindsay and Shelby, because they didn't play to begin with. We all stopped playing Call of Duty, and we played the shit out of Call of Duty. That was our go-to game. So we've made these sacrifices, and the argument can still be made of, are you really hurting Activision by not playing these games, or are you hurting the developers, etc., etc.? Well, you know, with World of Warcraft and those games, you could make the argument, especially with World of Warcraft, that the people that were being accused were directly tied to World of Warcraft. So by playing the game, you are supporting those developers. Well, Diablo 2 is made by a completely different company. They had nothing to do with this lawsuit. So, Jesse, I pose the question to you. Are you going to buy Diablo 2 and play it?
Shannon wants to know if he can buy it.
I need someone to make the first step because I cannot. I don't have the social status to do it first.
Man, I honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, I probably will end up buying it. I'm going to cave. But, I want Diablo 2. It was so much fun.
He sounds so sad when he says it.
And Blizzard has made a lot of changes. They've let go of everyone that was involved in that. They have they've got new CEOs now, including a woman that they actually promoted to CEO.
Right.
They've made a lot of the correct steps to fix it.
But
so it's not they're just moving past it, but they let it go for so long and they knew what was happening.
They only made the correct steps when the lawsuit came out and all of a sudden people were boycotting.
And they got caught.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got caught. Like, that was, so they're like, well, this is a PR nightmare.
Right. So.
And, yeah.
At what point can you forgive Blizzard? At what point do you forgive Blizzard, honestly?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I do not have an answer to that question.
I've been at it for a long time.
It's true. And with New World comes out next week, so I'll at least have an MMO to sink my teeth into for a couple weeks at least before I get the urge to go back to World of Warcraft. But I've been eyeing up Diablo 2 because I bought Warcraft 3 Reforged and I returned it the next day. So I was really, really concerned about getting Diablo 2 even without the lawsuit stuff. But now that I've heard it's an amazing game. Yeah.
Yeah, everything that I've seen is it's fucking incredible. They did everything correct. There were so many things in like the original Diablo 2 that people had to make like a bunch of workarounds for, and they had to do a bunch of like stuff. Every single thing in Diablo 2 that you could do via workaround or like you had to do some way, they went ahead and just put it in this remake.
Right.
It's absolutely for the fans.
Other than the fact that apparently there were a lot of login issues, I've heard nothing but good things. So yeah,
I think there's always a lot of login issues on any Blizzard launch.
Any launch of any video game that's like popular.
Yeah, they don't expect so many people to hit them so hard. Hunter, Diablo 2 is on console as well, so that is something we could all definitely play together.
Yeah, I have quite literally never played a Diablo game at all. I knew a guy who was obsessed with 2 when we were in high school. Actually, there were a great many times he was the first DM that I ever played D&D with. And there were times that we would get to his place and was like, yeah, we're gonna play D&D. And he'd be playing Diablo and be like, all right, well, as soon as everybody gets here, I'll hop off and we'll get going. And then everyone would get there. And then he'd just still be playing the Diablo. And then eventually at some point it was like, all right, well, Derek's not coming, guys, I don't think. So we're just going to go ahead and get started like somebody else can run something. There was definitely at least once that we played an entire game at his house that he was not involved in.
Without him?
Because he was playing Diablo 2 the entire time.
Oh, my God.
His mom was like, hey, you guys good? You need some snacks? And we were like, no, we need our friend.
If you could get your son on his computer for a second,
be great, that would be please. Wonderful. I am kind of notoriously, you know, not a PC gamer, so I never played 2. And then 3 came out, and I remember going, all right, now this is the one I'm going to get into this. Like, I think Sarah and I would like playing this together. And we just never did. Whatever reason, we just never got around to it. So
3 was really good.
This is the one you got me to play, right?
Briefly. Oh, that's like saying this is the one you got me to play, I feel like is an unfair statement. You booted it up.
I just don't like those top-down games.
She's not an isometric fan.
Isometric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jesse and I, and Bob, to be fair, played the shit out of 3. And we beat it multiple times.
Jesse still plays 3. Like every time a new season hits, I jump back. Like right now, I am finishing up the season challenge. I have one more ethereal item to go, and I'm done.
Yeah, we all, you know, the boycott. And then I saw Jesse playing Diablo the other day. It was when I was still living with Jesse, and I just went, "Oh, Jesse!" He's like, "What?"
I was like, "I heard he bought this. Don't look at me."
All right, so the final word on this is Jesse is definitely buying Diablo 2. We'll keep you guys updated. Last, before we get into
on how soon.
The Pokemon discussion, is I just wanted to mention this. We're not going to talk about how do you pronounce her last name? I don't want to mispronounce it.
Petito?
I don't know. I only just recently got the whole lowdown on this story, so I would have guessed Petito as well.
Asa posted something about it in the group chat, and that was the first time I had heard anything about it.
I have been on YouTube, and YouTube hasn't showed up about it since it started.
Yeah, a lot. Most people haven't shut up about it. And like, I'm not going to talk about the case. We kind of talked about it last week on Horse Time, just like rambling about it. Obviously, it's taken a turn for the worse. They found her. She's dead. And they're still looking for the boyfriend. But I don't want to focus on that because there's a big discussion.
I thought they found the boyfriend. He's not answering questions.
No, they have not found him. He disappeared. He's gone. Oh. He literally up and disappeared, and they have no idea where he's at. And Geraldo says he should just kill himself, but you know, that's a story for a different time. They caught Geraldo walking outside, TMZ did, and they asked about the case, and he said wherever he's at, he should just kill himself. Like, do us all a favor. Like,
People gotta stop talking to Geraldo, man.
Yes.
Like every time somebody talks to Geraldo, things go poorly.
Geraldo is poorly. So we're not gonna talk about that because there's a big backlash right now against the quote unquote missing white woman syndrome. and how unfair it is to, you know, people in minority cultures and stuff like that. So I don't want to touch on that because that's a topic that we don't have enough time for right now. But what I do want to talk about really quick, because I think something everyone can agree on, is that there was a big, and Shelby, you might have seen this because I know it was big on TikTok. I don't know if it was big on YouTube, but not just internet detectives. Internet detectives coming out and trying to solve the case for the police is one thing. That's irritating enough. But what gets me...
And sometimes that works out, though.
Sometimes Reddit is known for helping catch.
It's also known for getting a couple people very innocently, either the people were innocent, either beaten, yep, killed, that has or happened arrested. Too.
Right. But yep. what I want to focus on specifically on this are the huge amount of psychics that posted to TikTok using the hashtag, her name, to talk about where she is, why she died, how he killed her, and stuff like that. And these people are getting millions of views. With this
TikTok bull. Was a mistake.
TikTok's fine. You know what? I've changed my mind on TikTok. Hunter has changed my mind on TikTok. There is good on TikTok, just like there was good everywhere. I hated Reddit. Remember how much I hated Reddit at first? Despised Reddit until I realized that, like, it's just like life. TikTok is a mirror to society. There's good and there's bad. But the point is, the psychic bullshit that has come out from TikTok about this. I hate psychics, and I think Tanner's still here, and he might argue with me on this. I 100% do not believe in psychics. I don't believe in psychics. I think that maybe some people have intuition, whatever you want to call it, sure. But psychics are bullshit. If psychics were real, then 9/11 wouldn't have happened. There's so many things that wouldn't have happened if psychics could actually predict the fucking future, talk to the dead, etc., etc. So I don't believe that bullshit, and I want to believe. We have a show that you can find on Podzilla 1985 called I Want to Believe. I don't believe in psychics. It's horseshit, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
There's a video. There's a video on YouTube where a group of people actually go to mediums, and they ask them, "Oh, do you remember saying this about this person?" And one of these women that went up and talked to this medium was this missing girl that this psychic had said had died. So her mother had given up searching for her because she was sure she was dead. And then, yeah, like 20 years later, you know, she's like, you said I was dead. You told my mother not to look for me. So she stopped looking for me.
That might be the same case I'm thinking of. Was it Sylvia Brown?
I believe so.
Yeah, Sylvia Brown. She went on the Montel Williams show. And because he had her on all the time for reasons. Because the little kid can't hear me, right?
No.
Okay. So Sylvia Brown went on Montel Williams multiple times for these bullshit psychic readings. And there was one case where she told this mother that your daughter is dead. She was like a sex slave and now she's dead. I'm sorry. And then years later, she was this woman that escaped being held captive. It was a famous story. And her mom died thinking that she had been like sold into sex slavery and then passed away. Psychics are fucking scum. They are the scum of the fucking
parasites.
Earth. They are parasites. They feed on the exploitation of people who are suffering, and I can't stand it. There is no such thing as a real psychic. There's not, because if there was, James Randi had a contest or a test or whatever you want to call it, where if you could prove that you were a psychic to him, he would give you $1 million. And in the years that he ran that contest, not a single person won, because there is no such thing as a fucking psychic.
Yeah, there were a lot of people with some real convincing acts, but yeah, not a single person. Got it.
It is important to note, though, in the paranormal field, there's a difference between what someone calls a psychic and someone who's sensitive or as a medium. You know, there is a difference. So,
I won't say to mediums because, like, I've never seen proof of it. But I think go ahead, Shelby.
It's kind of hard to disprove a medium, though, because they're talking to someone who you can't talk to.
Yeah.
Now you have to be able to prove the existence of ghosts to prove the existence of mediums.
Yeah.
Burden of proof is on the accuser. It's me for that. I mean, that's usually. I know that's like a legal thing, but to me, it's always if you say it's a thing, prove it. You know.
Yeah.
Give me the convincing evidence.
There is a legitimate case that you can look up of a woman who spoke to the ghost of her dead daughter. And was told things that she wouldn't have been able to know otherwise, and they used the testimony of the ghost to convict the man that killed her. That is a true story. I'm not making that up. Yep. That is real. So again, yep. I won't say whether or not I believe mediums are real, but I will say that psychics are fucking bullshit. Absolutely. Okay. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to rant for a second. There's no reason. I just wanted to rant. Lindsay, let's move it over to the fun stuff, the happy stuff. Tonight, we don't have a top five. We got something different, all new and all different. Yes. Lindsay, tell us what it is.
We are going to do a Pokemon birthday challenge. What that is you have to take your two-digit birth month, your two-digit birthday, and your four-digit birth year, and those eight numbers make up your pool of digits that you are allowed to work with. From these, using the three-digit scale, you go through the National Pokedex and pick out six Pokemon to create a team that fall within your number well. Along with that, there's a few extra rules that you may only choose one starter Pokemon, and that includes all evolutions of all starter Pokemons. So, for example, if you pick Charizard, you cannot also pick Froakie. We are also not allowing legendary Pokemon to be added into this mix as well.
Fuck you, Tanner.
That's my fault. I sent him the list and forgot to cross that one off.
Okay. That's right. She put that on my list.
That was my bad. I honestly forgot that one was a legendary.
I didn't realize he was legendary either. So
that being said, we have each created our own teams of six based upon our birthdays. Some of us having more to pull from than others.
If legendaries were applicable, I'd have so many.
Yeah, you just have a legend team.
All right. So for this one, we're going to do a little bit differently. Instead of going around the room one by one, we're just going to each name off our six.
Okay. Good move.
Let's start it off with, I don't know, Jesse Kimball.
That guy again? hold on 1 second. I'm just going to do this real fast.
Michaela said she...
graphic or an image of them, and then everyone has one except for me.
Look.
Listen.
Michaela said she did hers, but she was so confused she thinks she messed it up. Michaela, just give us your six anyway.
I also, Michaela, while they were talking serious stuff, I made you a team. So if it is wrong, we got one for you anyways.
Interesting.
All right. Well, I got mine ready. And I went ahead and made this the little graphic, my picture, for the people that are watching.
Did you just do share your screen for it to do that?
He's using OBS. He just put the image over.
Yep. That's exactly what
I did. I can't do that because I'm not running through OBS right now.
Oh. I am, so.
Yeah.
all right. So, yeah, with mine, like, just because of the way my numbers worked, there were a lot of ones and a lot of eights. So my options were pretty limited, especially to Gen 1 and Gen 2.
Yes.
Because it was basically Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 8. And my starter Pokemon, I guess, will be Inteleon in that group. I think probably my favorite Pokemon of the group is Ampharos.
Who doesn't Ampharos?
Ampharos is awesome. I also got me a Murkrow, a Pidgeot, a Cloyster. And since they didn't get a different number, I went with Galarian Weezing because he's way cooler.
Yep.
Just look at that gentleman.
He's a British
regional
chap.
Regional variants are welcome.
He's a British chap. He's so, yeah, he tips,
gentleman.
Tips his head at you.
So let's see here. You have fairy, poison, dark, flying, electric, water, normal, flying, ice, and water for your sets. I know I said flying and water twice.
That's fine. But yeah, that's
so you've got a fairly balanced team.
I thought it turned out to be pretty well rounded. I was okay with it. I also had like those goofy ass fossil combos.
Oh those, yeah, you did. Horrifying. You had like, I hate all of those. I hate all of them.
So bad.
Yeah. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, Podzilla 1985 gives Jesse Kimball's team a 69. All right.
No, that's Mother. Steven's team.
He doesn't even know. Oh, you some shit over here.
You mean the no. What was it? He had a meme team.
Oh, Jesse.
It's supposed to be a meme team. And I don't know why my phone auto corrected.
It's a goddamn sex team.
I do have a few teams from other listeners that sent them in before today.
She kept saying meme team. Oh, she got a he got a meme team, and I'm like, I don't get. Am I missing the joke here? Just, what's the?
It sounds like an old person trying to talk about memes.
It's because my phone auto-corrected it because I type Mimi into my phone from time to time.
All their memes.
I occasionally write her into a notebook and then put a no. Never mind. That's a joke, and I'm not going to continue that joke. All right, let's go to Shelby and get her list. Shelby, do you have a graphic for everybody?
I don't.
It's, you that was days. Aggressive.
Got to be aggressive. So,
tell the group when you made your team.
While I was making dinner and I was before the show started.
Mean, I Jesse, also you could have made her a graphic before we started. She had her team.
That's not true. I stood there mixing everything and you were cutting shrimp and you were about your team.
I made my graphic, Eric's graphic, Dane's graphic, two graphics for Steven and a graphic for Abby in about 20 minutes.
You just didn't want to have a graphic.
All right, Shelby, what's your team?
He's doing it. He's doing it right now.
It's true. I am.
By the way, before she gets into this, real quick, was my favorite part about this thing is that Shelby and Jesse are on opposite sides on my screen. So when they argue, they're looking at the wall.
Yeah, same. Like,
it's the Pac-Man thing. Like they're gonna come through the screen on the other side at any second.
He's going. all right, I have Alolan Ninetales, Torterra, Haunter, Ampharos, Rhyhorn, and Medicham.
Ooh, I hate Medicham, though. That's a bad pick.
Damn it, I didn't know she was going to pick Haunter. I should have.
I honestly changed a couple of mine because Jesse and I had a bunch of the same ones, and I was like,
"I think me and Ace are like."
Medicham is not a bad Pokemon; it's just an annoying Pokemon to fight.
I think that me and Ace have shared four of them when he posted his.
I like. Did Ace post one?
Just to one of the group chats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got Ace's. Hang on.
I guess his is one of the ones in the text one that I didn't know who it belonged to.
Let me hang on.
His here. Has Cloyster in it. I guarantee you that's his.
Yeah, that is one of the ones he has.
The Cloyster, the Pyroar.
Yeah, you know
that's
true.
Aces.
By the way, Derek Boxdorfer, if you made it this far, I hope you enjoyed that motherfucker of the week. I know you were looking forward to it.
There you go. That's Ace's
yay.
Team.
There we go. Yep. Because he always talks about Cloyster being his absolute favorite player.
Lindsay, you're going to go ahead and read Asa's team off real quick since the crowd can't see it.
Sure. Asa has Cloyster, Ampharos, Pyroar, Agislash. Is that the final form of that one? Pidgeot. And Grimmsnarl, I think.
Grimmsnarl.
That's actually another one of Asa's favorites.
That was
really?
That was one of my favorite Decepticons.
No, Grimmsnarl is one of my favorites.
I don't like that line.
Grimmsnarl.
Sword and Shield. I'm not a fan of that.
Dark and
fairy.
Fairy.
Yeah.
I
called him and immediately nicknamed him Norman.
I got it. I get the bit.
Yep.
You know how much I've sacrificed. Anyway.
All right. Let's.
He's green.
So that makes three Ampharoses for.
Yes.
Well, let's see if we can make it four. Let's go on to Tanner Calvert filming now from Merle Haggard's potato.
Hang on, I have Tanner's potato. Too. I'll help him out.
Yeah.
I saved all of the group's stuff. So
I added the ones I've made at the end. If you didn't see them,
there we go.
Yeah, and please read the mouth on me because I can add people currently.
Tanner's got a Shedinja, a Rillaboom. Umbreon, Punkaboo, or no,
Gourgeist.
Is that Gourgeist?
That's Gourgeist.
Yeah.
Skarmory, and then what's the, is that a Corviknight?
No, it's
no,
the
Corvus
form
Squire.
Before it. Corvusquire, yep.
Corvusquire.
He's just okay. A squire. I'll get you baby bird. I'll feed you later.
Cool
one. I had to pick Rillaboom
because you're a giant ape too?
He goes.
Yeah?
He got very quiet.
I did. That's really awkward. I'm going to check out now.
Okay. I like how Tanner didn't have his... Bye. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I've got to take care of stuff.
Okay.
Plus, I've got this little monster here with me.
All right. Farewell, Tanner. Bye. Farewell, Tanner, from the show. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Show's turning into a goddamn daycare. All right. Let's... Fuck. All right. Oh, I'm gonna get heat for that one. All right, Lindsay, let's read off some of our readers, our listeners. What do they got?
Okay. Yeah. Hang on a second here. I did put some of their pictures in the text only ones. Let's see here. Derek technically sent me his first, because I originally made this as a trainer challenge on my own Facebook feed about a month ago. So Derek chose Rhyhorn, Kingler, Shedinja, Sizer, Houndoom, and Slowking.
Slowking. All right, sorry. Who else?
Yeah. I also have Zane Laney.
Yeah!
Zane sent us one as well. He also has Rillaboom and Pidgeot. He's got Starmie, Gengar, one of my personal favorites, Cranidos.
Yeah.
And our podcast favorite Pokemon to use as a mascot, Tyranitar.
I love Tyranitar.
Hey, you know what?
The Godzilla of Pokemon.
Hey, guys, really quick, let's give it up for Zane Laney. Let's just give it up for Zane.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Let's see here. Do we want Stevens now, or are we going to save Stevens for later?
You can do Stevens. You do Stevens.
Okay, do you want his real one or his meme set first? Because we technically made two today.
Give me the meme one first, I guess.
So, his meme team is...
The meme team!
Pokemon 69, Bellsprout. Pokemon 169, Ariados. Pokemon... 269 Dustox. Then we have
I feel Pokemon, like he does know.
Pokemon 420 Chirim. Pokemon 469 Yanmega. And Pokemon 690 Skrelp.
Hunter, if Steven were here right now listening to this, what sounds would he be making?
It would sound a little something like this. He showed up, was it like last night or the night before? And I don't even remember what I said. Like, you or me once said something, and the first thing we said, he was like,
broke immediately. Yeah.
It just kept going just up.
Broke until immediately.
And then he just crashed. That's it.
Dude was high as hell, I guarantee it.
I love hearing him laugh. Correct.
We did also make him a legit balance team also today, because it was real slow at work. So his legitimate team is Swampert, Weavile, Magnezone, Chandelure, Mineshao, and Draggle.
Get in the zone. The Magnezone.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. We got anybody else? We got to move over to Hunter. What about Abby? We got for Abby, right?
Yes. We also made Abby a team because so, this girl ain't got any numbers to pick from. All her number pull was 4 0s, 2 1s, and 2 2s.
So ghetto. Oh, no. So Abby, by the way, Stephen Bright's better half. Stephen, you may remember from the show years ago. But he's also been in the game stuff we played recently, so he's still a part of the show. All right, what's Abby's?
Yeah, so Abby has Butterfree. Starmie, Miss Dreavus, Sizer, Gramble, and Swinub. So we still made her a pretty balanced team with what little she had to work with.
Other than that, Swinub. Isn't Swinub
what
a
is wrong with Swinub? It's a cute little ground ice type, like, pig thing.
Don't you have one, like a doll of it?
Yes, I have a plushie. I don't know if I have it where I can get to it, though. Oh, no, I do. It's right there. Hang on.
She sounded so excited about that, too.
Well, she's going to go get the Swinub.
I like that she's sliding around to it.
There it is. It's pretty cute. Admittedly, it's pretty cute.
It's a cute plushie. It's a cute
now, it Pokemon. Becomes Mamo Swine eventually, which is a giant freaking mammoth thing.
It's a little what, Lindsay?
What noise does it make?
It just putters across the screen.
I feel like we kind of glazed over the fact that Lindsay scooted to the swine oven back.
She's on slick floors. Why walk? All right, let's take it over to Double H.
Okay, so let me share the old screen here again. So there's mine. Gen 1 for life, first of all. After I did mine, I realized that a whole bunch of mine... Actually, the first time I did this, 5 of the 6 were from Gen 1. And I was like, oh...
Your steel grass type one was the only one that wasn't.
As if Ferrothorn was the only one that came from anything else. And earlier today, I got to looking, and where Ninjask is now, I had Beedrill originally.
Yep.
Exclusively to scare the shit out of Shannon. And then I had my options basically for that last one were Ninjask, Beedrill, and Pidgeot. And everybody had Pidgeot, so I was like, oh, I'm going to go with Ninjask. He gives me a bug and flying type. He's quick. He's powerful. But I went for a relatively balanced team that's also just stuff that I like. You may notice that I used a little-known Pokemon most people don't know about, Pikachu. That's a very uncommon one that Lindsay appears to have made a shirt exclusively for tonight's show. It's a very deep cut. I wanted Raichu real bad, but I don't have a 6 in there to work with at all. And he's 0-2-6, so
is
I was like,
well...
Is
that why you had Sarah
Pikachu it
team.
Is! I'm getting there. Hang on. So Pikachu is my electric type. I went with Arcanine for my fire type there. Rhydon. I actually like the look of Rhyhorn better, but Rhydon fit better into the team overall, and I also really like his look too. Jesse, I agree. The only bad Rhy anything is Rhyperior.
That's accurate.
He's bad. I disagree with anything that thinks he is superior. Anyway.
No.
Yes. Yes. What? Yes.
Rhyhorn was also officially the very first Pokemon they created.
Yeah. No. I recall. I remember this.
That's not true. That's true. It was Pikachu.
Well, it wasn't. Well, I got them both. So. And then of course Cloyster. I feel like Cloyster ended up being a very popular one too, just because the numbers worked out. But also, it's Cloyster, man. Water Ice type, very powerful in the first go around. And then I needed my Grass type, so Grass. So I went with Ferrothorn there. But yeah, as Lindsay alluded to, I've made my team. Now, what's gonna happen when I close this? Is everything gonna show up? Yep. It just kills that stream. All right, hang on. So I had my team, but then also I also was very bored at work today, and so I made my wife a team based on her numbers, and it had some of the other things that I wanted. First of all, I actually just made a team that I knew she would like, and I knew for a fact she did not care anything about what they looked like, or I mean what they could do, just what they looked like. So Bellossom, because she loves flowers and stuff. Swampert was the only one I didn't go for cute, but she's a scientist, so she likes the little creatures and such, and the water creatures. So water ground type, that's good news.
Amphibian reptile esque things.
Yeah. Granbull is as close as you're gonna get to Parker as a Pokemon. So him, plus he's a fairy type.
That's definitely Parker on the inside.
Yes. Yeah. That's how he imagines himself.
Yeah.
And then Houndoom, because you know another puppy, but also fire dark type. That's good news. Pidgeot to give her a good classic bird. She loves a good bird. And then she got the Alolan Raichu as well. I was going to go with the normal one, but yeah, I thought, electric fairy, you're also going to get the second typing there, or not fairy, psychic. You're going to get the second typing there. It's very fuzzy and that's all good. That was where I originally had, Starmie and Espeon were her other two options.
I was going to say, I think the one you showed earlier had Starmie on it and you did some tweaks.
I ended up swapping them around. So I think between the two of us, we got a nice balanced teams that also kind of just fit us in general. And there it goes. Bye-bye. It's gone.
Okay.
That's what I got.
I will go next. First off, I want to say hello to my good friend Osby, who's in the chat. See you Saturday.
Osby.
Shannon, do you want me to put your picture up? Your dudes?
No, that's okay, because they can't see it when you do it. Because, like...
Well, that sucks.
I didn't know why you were... I didn't know why you were live streaming it, because, like, I was like, oh, well, I'm afraid if I click it, it's going to mess up our shit.
The rest of it. Yeah. Gotcha.
So.
Oh, well, I thought when I shared my screen, it would just show it on the overall thing.
I guess I have to change. I have to click on it and like go out of the Discord to
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know what we were going for. Well, my bad. I
was gonna say, I could post them on like OBS stuff if you guys want.
Post it, Jesse. Do what you did with the other thing, but let's post it on Facebook after the fact. You know?
Yeah. No, that's why I figured we can put them all on the Facebook stuff. Well,
I have like seven of them saved.
And I posted Shelby's down there too, so she has one.
I have a horsey. Yeah. All right,
Millhouse. That's like the seventh time you've brought the horse.
So I didn't really follow. I don't think I followed the assignment completely properly.
You picked them off your birthday, the list I gave you. Correct?
I did. I didn't put them together as in like, oh, I'm building me a team to go after
you don't have to have a balanced team. You can make a team of Pokemon you just like.
So my first two is Haunter and Sableye. Haunter because of, you know, obviously scary. Sableye because, you know, it's based on the Kentucky Goblin story.
So scary.
Which, and if you know the Kentucky Goblin story, it's even scarier, and I was shocked that they legitimately based this Pokemon on that story. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a story that I have been fascinated with for years, so when I found out that they based the Pokemon on it, blew my mind. I got, in the middle here, Farfetch'd, and my favorite starter of all time, Scorbunny.
Scorbunny!
Because he is so cute, and he just runs around, he kicks little balls around because he's a soccer player. He is my favorite starter of all time. Look how adorable he is. And
if you follow an anime, he is a sassy little bunny.
Well, I'm all about the sass here. And then Farfetch'd, I didn't know, is this Farfetch'd the same number as this Farfetch'd?
No, Sirfetch'd is different.
Son of a fetch.
You do not get Sirfetch'd, I'm sorry.
Sirfetch'd is an evolution of Farfetch'd.
If you make it a Galarian Farfetch'd, someday it can become a Sirfetch'd.
Nah, I go OG. And whereas Tanner was just a mere squire, I am a Corva Knight. So suck it, hillbilly, you fucking hayseed.
Shannon's just jealous because that metal chicken is his favorite Pokemon.
Well, Jesse, thanks to the magic of science and Ditto, I can have any Pokemon I want. So
Shannon actually got, like, for those of you that don't know, Farfetch'd is also one of Shannon's favorites of all time. He actually got a list that he really liked.
The only one I didn't put on my list because I knew somebody else was going to. I thought Lindsay might have, was Blastoise. But I couldn't remember if she could or not because I forgot the rules. So I left Blastoise off. So I guess let's just take Haunter off officially and we'll put Blastoise on instead. No, I can't because one starter. I'm not doing that. Scorbunny stays forever. So that's one thing
I absolutely did not get any, like, I don't say any of my favorites, but like Blastoise, Gengar, like most of my prime Pokemon didn't happen.
I did not get any of my favorites either.
Hawlucha? Oh.
Oh man, I love me a Hawlucha.
I got
that Pokemon is so cool.
I got a good pool. Real quick, Michaela, she said what she ended up getting was Bulbasaur, Pidgey, Gulpin, Teddy Ursa, Zigzagoon, and Mantine.
I like Teddy Ursa.
I'm really glad that no one got the Donald Trump Pokemon because I hate him.
I don't remember.
Lindsay is fact checking Michaela.
No, you did it right, Michaela. You did it right.
Okay, Lindsay, what is the name of the Donald Trump Pokemon? What is his name? He's the little weasel with the
Young Goose.
Yeah, look him up, Jesse. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, while Jesse does that, let's go to Lindsay. Last one. What do you got?
Okay, my team.
My peanuts.
I started off with Ivysaur for my grass poison type, followed by an Alolan Ninetales for Ice Fairy. Okay, everything went quiet for a second. Are we still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
here.
Yeah, my headphones just went like silent, like no static or anything. So I freaked out for a second. Sorry, my bad. Okay, then I have Magcargo for fire and rock. A Sharpedo for water dark. Vibrava for my ground dragon that will one day become my beloved Flygon. And my favorite bird Pokemon of them all, Staraptor, for normal flying.
thought you were going to say Articuno, but I guess that's a legendary, right?
That's a legendary. So my original run through on this, I replaced, I originally had an Alolan Sandslash. I decided to switch it to Ninetales, and I had a Colossal from Sword and Shield, the Rock Fire, and I decided to swap it to Magcargo because I like my Fire Slug.
I originally was going to go with Rock Flag and Eagle, but I,
You don't have a Maribor.
I'm gonna climb a mountain, gonna kick some ass, gonna drive a big truck, gonna kick some ass. All right, Rock Flag and Eagle.
And pretty soon he'll be Luigi.
Hey, you joined the shrimp.
Okay, sorry.
They did. They had it. Jesse cut it up. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is a trip down Pokemon Lane one more time for you guys. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We're going to cut it off there. Thank you, Lindsay, for the fun topic. And we're going to post everyone's picks on our Facebook page in case you are listening to this later on Podzilla1985.com, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. You can always check us out, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, where you can watch us live, join in on the discussion like Michaela does every night because, God, she's pathetic. And clearly has no life outside of the show.
I'm sorry.
I meant that about Tanner. Everything I say about Michaela, I mean about Tanner. So yeah,
good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Also, we have the rules for this posted on Facebook and Reddit if you wish to share your team with us as well.
Play along. Play along, everybody. So again, go check that
Lindsay
out.
Lindsay desperately wants you to share your teams. She really likes this.
She loves the Pokemon.
Hey, I'm the one who created this. This isn't something I found on the internet. This is something that I'd made.
Oh, well, really quick, let's give it up for Lindsay then. Because she put some extra work into this one. I appreciate that.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
So again, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Join us every night. We do a show, usually around 7:45-ish, and you can join in on the fun. Tomorrow, Hunter, it's horse time.
It's not. No, it is. It actually is horse time tomorrow night.
And we have a special intro planned for everybody. It's.
Well, hopefully I'll get to listen to it.
Let me just explain.
I
like to do
3 things. Shift again.
And you're going to hear about them.
You are. Tomorrow. Because. Well, you got to stay tuned. Leave you with that cliffhanger. You got to stay tuned. And then.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. Next week, Monday, all new I Want to Believe. Maybe. Or maybe it'll be Nerd Up, or maybe it'll just be whatever the hell we had like this Monday, which was a lot of fun. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah, it worked.
Tuesday is definitely the return of BZ85 Plays. We couldn't do it this week due to reasons, but we're going to be back on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming back. Everybody's still queued up outside the Jim Calderon. Yeah, Visions.
Well, nobody a fan of Visions, I take it?
Tanner,
I've watched
apparently.
3 episodes. I ain't impressed.
Ooh,
I haven't watched any of it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get you. We'll talk about that next week. All right. For myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby, for Hunter, and for the ghost of Tanner Calvert, now joined in that country bar in the sky with Merle Haggard. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow for horse time. Hunter, for the love of God, take us out.
Rock Flag and Eagle later.